The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Yeah. Shocker.
Amazon.
Yeah, we never stop.
Each of us would like to say thank you for bookmarking and using our Amazon page to do your holiday shopping and all your shopping year-round. Happy holidays from Amazon and the Mike O'Mara Show between Christmas and New Year's.
Welcome.
And now a very special opening segment today on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob, we're going to need some music. What are you writing down? No, I don't want Christmas music.
What do you want?
Christmas is over.
I want Mark Ronick, This Is Your Life music.
I've got
it.
I absolutely have it. I just
it's time for Mark Ronick.
Yes.
This Is Your Life. There we go. Let's start out with Mark's real mom, a woman that I have done an impression of, but it's not an impression because it's a characterization, because she sounds nothing like this.
Yeah, you really are like the Mel Blanc of Mark's family. It's
ladies
a voice characterization.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the real Mark's mom.
The real Mark's mom.
For our who else would she be?
Our holiday spectacular.
Yay.
Let's welcome Marie Ronick to the show on This Is Your Life.
Yay, Marie.
And you
now,
know,
Mark,
since we are recording on the 7th, you know, tomorrow is the first day of Hanukkah. So
okay,
happy Hanukkah, Marie.
Thanks, Rob.
Happy Hanukkah to you, too.
Happy Hanukkah. Hey, Mark, now, will Lloyd speak at all?
Of course.
Okay, we'll get Lloyd, and then your friends, Jaime and Shlomo.
Yes.
They're going to speak, and Joel, and then we're going to get...
Shackman.
We're going Shackman.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be Marie, then Lowell.
Lloyd.
Lowell's not here.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm doing the very best I can.
I know.
So it's going to be Marie, then Lloyd, then Shackman.
Right.
And isn't there another?
Sam.
Sam.
We're very
another
lucky.
What, Mike?
We're very lucky because all these four people actually took.
That's a buzz. Shock Jock Buzz Burbank right over there.
Mike, what are you saying?
We're very lucky because all of these people were very busy up until this very morning controlling show business and banking. But they.
Oh, my God.
They took a moment out to come to our party.
He's out of control. Meanwhile, on the Oscar Santana Buzz Burbank couch is Todd Moore and Katie. And
welcome,
Katie.
Kids.
Katie von Schnellen,
Von Herman.
Von Herman, her name.
I believe that's Hoyman.
And Katie's, somewhere in the background is Katie's long-suffering husband, and
Mike,
even though they've only been married for about an hour.
Let's not talk about him.
All right, so let's start with Marie Ronick, though.
Always.
And I have several questions that I've written down in preparation for this this segment. And let me just go through my notes right now. Let me see what I've got here. Okay. My first question, Marie.
Yes, Mike.
First of all, thank you. Right into the microphone, darling.
Yes,
microphone.
The microphone. That is where your son sits normally when he's on microphone.
I'm just keeping my angel seat warm.
See, right there, that's it. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Let's see. I'll go to question. I was going to start with this question. I will start with this question.
Excellent.
Marie, as far as Mark is concerned, where did it all go wrong?
Nothing ever went wrong with Mark. He's perfect.
He's perfect.
He's my perfect son.
Now, you say he's your perfect son, but we all know that you have another son who is
hey,
an accomplished...
This is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
My love, yes. Sunshine. I call him Sunshine.
So
sunshine.
Of
course you do.
If you have...
His nose costs twice a shadow, though.
Now, who is the older is the older boy?
Wow. Mark is.
Mark is the
He's
older
three
boy.
3 years old.
And is it just Mark and Eric?
As far as I know, yes.
It's just Mark and Eric, as far as you know. That's your
I think you would have been in on it.
So, Mark was the oldest one, and he is your perfect son.
Correct.
And Eric is who is the better musician of the two?
Their father.
Oh, their father!
Wow, nice!
Wow!
Dodge that
Lloyd
bullet.
Plays the ukulele.
Let me ask this: when Mark was growing up, did he have any tantrums going? Did he pitch any real fits?
Or this week?
No, I think that was more Eric's thing.
Eric was more temperamental?
Yes, he was.
More of a temperamental artist?
I used to walk away from Eric in restaurants because he would throw himself on the floor.
Really?
And start screaming and stamping, and I would leave.
Did Mark ever get upset if you mentioned the phrase 15%?
Stop! Can you stop with the stereotyping for a second, please?
My Bob, God, please.
You're embarrassing us all.
Yeah, that's really is why I'm not here.
And so Eric is now in New York, is that correct?
Correct. He's in Brooklyn.
Eric is in Brooklyn, New York, and Mark is you know, really just wasting his life working on the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah.
This is true.
And so, boys, I open the floor up to any of my colleagues
here.
Go ahead.
Okay. You'll entertain a question?
Your youngest son
has
just gone through a breakup.
Ugh.
How do you feel about it?
Oi.
Oi.
We all met her, Marie. We all met her.
In the breakup, which side are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for them to get back together.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
She wants him to be happy.
I do.
That's right.
Now, I
think we all do.
Marie, being a man of larger carriage, being fat for most of my adult life, I was curious about
you?
Thank you.
Oh, how sweet.
I'll listen to that.
Thank you, darling. That's very nice. I am curious at supper time.
Oh, no.
In the Ronick household, you know, who had the better appetite? Because they're both very slender.
Yes.
Eric, obviously, much more slender than Mark. But Mark's a skinny guy, too. And I look at Lloyd here, and he's a slender man as
you
well.
You know, Lloyd used to be heavy.
Really? You were heavy, Lloyd?
Oh, like Peter.
I find that hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter?
Lloyd was Peter.
Uncle Peter.
That is not allowed.
Don't break the rule.
We have a no Peter Ronick rule on this show.
I forgot that. I thought during Christmas he wouldn't be listening.
Well, because it's a family affair, too.
You are pure trouble. You are pure trouble.
It's Jimmy's fault.
When Lloyd and I were dating,
yes,
he was well over 200 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and I was 85 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I call well over 200 pounds?
What?
High school. But anyway. So at dinner time, Were family dinners fun in the Ronick household?
Or was it really trouble when you got between Lloyd and the entree?
Did they fight a lot, boys?
No, basically at night at dinner time we would talk about sex.
Yes. Really?
Oh,
really?
Wow.
You mean you would talk with the boys about sex, like their girlfriends and things like this? This is, of course, when they were in preschool. No, it was. So when did the conversations about sex?
Well, see, I used to watch Oprah a lot.
Okay.
Back then.
All right.
And she would suggest things that you should discuss with your children. So we'd sit down at dinner, and I'd say, you know, I was just wondering about this girlfriend. And both boys will go, oh, my God, here we go. Here comes the sex talk. Mom watched
now,
Oprah again.
Really? That's fast. I think that's very progressive. Yeah. I wish I'd had that in
it's
my...
It's also proactive.
You know what? I wish I'd had that at my dinner table.
No, you don't.
I have a question as well, because Mark tells this story that you gave the boys plastic empty bottles to play with in the bathtub.
Shampoo bottles?
I forgot about that.
This is so hot.
I forgot about this.
Because they float in the water.
This story is so hot.
Shut up, Robert. You heard you the first
time. But they were the wide mouth.
That's right.
I see.
Oh, God. What? Mike, because, swallow, Mike.
Because they had to be.
Do you remember the story now?
No, I don't. Yeah. I heard wide mouth bottles
because
in the bathtub.
Lloyd wasn't the only one who was a little large.
My God, what's happened to this segment here? So the boys, so you educated the boys.
I mean,
sex education was part of
Absolutely.
Growing up.
Very important in our house.
You know what? And I wish more parents would do that. Lloyd, how did you feel about that?
I left it all to her.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's sassy. I would too.
Look down and go,
do you want to know something that my dad did?
Is this some sort of big confession?
When my brother and I were at the age
You're listening to Mark Ronick, This Is Your Life.
That's right.
When we were at the age where, you know, in high school, where it was apparent that we might be having some sexual activity with our girlfriends.
It was apparent.
My dad...
I never got to that point, by the way.
I didn't either, Rob. Thank you.
High school.
He came to us individually when we were the right age, and he said...
How about a condom,
I want
son?
You to know that from now on, I will stock your drawer, your sock
your
drawer.
What?
Your drawer.
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 With condoms. Order. And I will check it every so often. Uh-huh. And when there are no more, I will replenish them for
this
you.
Is a
no
very
questions asked.
This is progressive. Very progressive
I like
parenting.
And this also
good.
Says to me
and
that
and also, if I was the next door neighbor with my daughters, it would also result in Mr. O'Meara being on your deck with a shotgun. Loaded and cocked and ready to go.
I don't know, Mike. To me, it says that Lloyd got a deal somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. He won't let it go.
How many old fashions have you had?
All of them.
Oh, my God.
This is the real Rob Spielberg.
He's telling all of them, too.
But, Mom, what was it that you had told me... You know, as far as that goes, he used to get mad.
Yes, yes. He came in one night and he said, you know, this is really pissing me off. He said, the box is empty again. He said,
God!
They are having more sex than I am.
Oh, my God. See, what Mark didn't realize is you don't need those if you're just with yourself.
Oh, see? Oh, yeah.
He didn't know.
Let me ask you this, Mark.
Use a Kleenex.
Did you and Eric, like, we were aware of this, and we were aware of the fact that you had these condoms? Was it competitive? I mean, my
you
God.
You know what? No, because...
Mom and Dad are practically, you know, saying, get out there and screw.
Well, no. He was 3 years younger than me, so we were only in high school at, you know, 1 year. I was a senior, and he was a freshman.
Hi,
so
I'm then a rock musician.
So there really wasn't a lot of competition at that point in our lives.
Listen to him over here. Isn't he a Isn't Rob Spiewak a horrible man?
Horrible.
Aren't you glad you didn't have a third child because it might be me?
I want to know, where were you having the sex?
Yeah,
wherever I could.
Right. Really?
Wherever I could. No, I mean,
anus.
It was with my high school girlfriend, so maybe.
Where?
Her house.
Not in my house.
You know, it was very difficult to have sex in my parents' house because there was all these, you know, open doors policy. You could not close any doors in the house when.
Hey, guys, enough with the condoms, guys.
That's right.
Now, one other question, because Mark seems to
have. Girls like to meet you, the Ronick boys.
Yeah.
There we are. Thank you very much.
Mark, we've also noticed, has a strange fascination with bathroom matters.
Yeah, the ass.
Why is that? Do you have any idea?
I have no clue.
Lloyd?
I can't help you with that one.
Anything?
Any insight?
Who was the, between the two boys, who was the cleaner? Who was the cleaner one?
Eric.
Mm. Who was the one that was more apt to do chores around the house?
Neither.
No. Very good.
And Lloyd.
You're saying he doesn't like labor? Mark doesn't like labor?
Did he do, as far, between the two boys, if there was a chore where Lloyd, where you said this has got to be done, who would be more likely to get it done?
Probably Eric, because Mark would delegate.
There it is.
He still does.
There it is.
Hi, Mom. Mark said to clean his room.
He is the delegator.
I'll ask both of you, but Marie, you have the microphone. In your humble opinion, what is the best quality in your son, Mark Ronick?
His generosity.
What?
Uh-huh.
His...
Not with money.
And his affection.
I've always felt that.
Yeah.
No. let's bring in. Let's bring in the childhood pals.
Oh yes. Boy!
Thank you.
Now, which one do you want to go first?
I would say Sam.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Lloyd. Wonderful. Lloyd.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so open and honest on the show.
Yes. Thank you. For that.
And we would get. Yeah. And
I didn't ask about you,
Lloyd and Marie,
your brother.
We would get everybody's parents on here, but unfortunately, most of them are dead.
That's right.
Actually, just Buzz and my... Well, no, Buzz is your...
My dad is still alive.
And my mom is still alive, so we do have living parents.
And also, the irony is that of all the 10 days that my father has to work in a year, it actually fell this weekend.
Or did he just not want to show up?
No, he really did want to show up.
Horny Bob Spiewak
didn't want... It's killing him.
Did you mention that there were going to be women here?
He actually asked by name who...
Lovely women.
...of the females would be
here. Of course he did. I'm sorry that Horny Bob Spiewak can't be here.
My mom tried to come, but she got lost.
Oh, really? We've met your mom once before on the old radio show.
Yeah.
And how is mom doing, Katie?
Oh, she's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great.
She showed up to like take care of my
your jaw.
On Tuesday.
Right.
She texted Dan, "I'm coming and I'm not. You can't stop me."
That's wonderful.
You know, it's not the first time Dan got that text.
Wait a minute.
And are you all hopped up on white wine and codeine right now?
I am so hopped up right now.
Hey. Katie told me before the show she wanted to do two more election shows.
And we're going to do them.
Yeah, I did.
All right, this is the opening segment.
We're moving.
We're joined now by Sam the Milkman.
No, Sam.
Sam. I'm sorry. Oh, my. Jimmy has brought something.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, we're going to play Shooter Roulette a little bit later on here.
Oh, we are so screwed.
Very, very
Always
exciting.
Bet on black.
Yes, Jimmy? Jimmy's doing pantomime.
When we're ready.
When you're ready.
All right, very good.
It always goes over well on a podcast.
We have notes here. Jimmy, what are we doing? Well, let's get right to Sam. Sam.
Yes, sir.
I have no questions
now,
for Sam.
I'll tell you, Sam is a huge fan
huge
of this
fan.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listened long before I ever joined.
And also
on.
Went
I've
to
met
sex
Sam.
Camp.
I've met Sam many times.
He's been at sex camp.
You've been at sex camp?
I am a proud member of sex camp.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm proud.
Sex camp scheduled again for this summer? Are we going to have another
hopefully
trip
yeah.
out there?
Yeah, we're working on it. We skipped a year this past year, but I think
I heard
do
that
it
it's done nothing but cause pain and turmoil.
Well, that's not so far off.
and yet joy at the same time.
The problem is that sex camp always falls on the weekend of the cougar contest. So Lowell can't come.
Do you know what a great question would be?
And I have one, actually.
Okay, for Marie, just quickly.
Okay,
before
yes,
she leaves,
Marie,
she's walking
yes.
away.
She's walking away.
Did
question.
You know that sex camp was sex camp when you were...
No.
Not at all.
I did not.
Yeah. Okay.
A long time later.
After
okay.
all those
she,
speeches
she paid a
at
lot
dinner.
Of money for sex camp too.
Yeah, I was going to say otherwise she would have paid
but
a lot
they were
less.
Prepared.
Yes, we were prepared.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Happy yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy holidays. You don't have to leave, guys, just because you were on the show. Sam, please.
No, they have to get home. They have a candle to light.
Please. You that's know. Tomorrow.
I know, but
that's tomorrow.
Allow for
douche.
Traffic.
Shabbos candle. Shabbos candle.
What is it?
Shabbos candle.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Shabbos candle.
Oh.
That's right, because it's Shabbat.
Yeah,
it's Shabbat. The day of rest.
Shabbat?
Yeah.
All right.
Oy.
That's wonderful. Please.
And if you're wondering, it just happened. This just became the best show ever.
You're listening to the opening segment we call Mark Ronick, This Is Your Life. Sam,
yes,
as one of Mark's lifelong friends,
yes, sir.
Please to explain the relationship between Mark Ronick and Lowell. Lowell meteorologist Meltzer.
Yes.
You know what? There was Lowell and Mark were in the bunk next to me. So,
I bet they were.
Same
oh,
bunk.
Wow.
So there was a lot of time. A lot of times you walk over there and they were in the same bed together. Uh-huh. I don't
whoa,
know.
Whoa, here we go.
Oh.
Here we go. In the
now,
same bed together.
Well, then.
I mean,
were they playing with each other's?
They were wrestling.
Shock, shock.
Now, all right, so I'm going to throw Sam under the bus.
Oh, here we go.
Let's call it wrestling.
Sam's bunk, because they were
a year
older
than us. Did you say Sam's bunk?
His bunk.
Oh, his bunk.
Not my bunk.
They used to have a game. They played a game one time where all of the members of this bunk sat around.
Yeah.
In the bunk,
yeah.
With their pants around their ankles,
oh, no, my.
And had a contest.
Wait,
who could go first?
Oh, that is.
You mean who could actually
one or three?
Who would achieve the
yes.
moment of
yes.
truth?
Yes, yes. The moment of truth.
They had a circle. In?
They had a
it
circle.
Wasn't, it was, well, we
Sam,
wasn't a
you had
circle.
A circle. And?
No, wait.
It wasn't a circle.
I was not
pretty glad you came by.
Incidentally, is this going to make KCJJ? Do you think?
So far we're okay. And Sam, so far pretty glad you came by.
Yeah.
Wow.
No amount
that
of free drink.
That was a shot across the bow.
Hey Rob, I got. Hey Sam.
Yeah.
I got news for you. The vignette's over. We got
to
start the show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
about
us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did
it's
I?
9.
Yes. 9, good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little, little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you
it.
Did. That's all right.
Fine. Don't say.
What?
I know her. I went down
there. Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. Actually, I say live, but this
not
is
not today.
This is the miracle of tape. We are taping this late in the day. Don't you say. Late in the day on Friday, December 7th. You're hearing this between Christmas and New Year's, and we want to say...
I had the greatest Christmas.
We really hope that you've had a wonderful holiday season, and may we be the first to say Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yeah.
May it be a special New Year's for you. It's been a great year for us, and you guys are a large part of that. Our show is brought to you today by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. This will be the very first time you're hearing this. Sunday, February 3rd, it is our fourth annual Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Mike O'Mara Show Super Bowl Bash.
Oh, God, yeah. And I love football.
Join us early as we play Jeopardy.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's not.
It really is.
And watch the game with us on the big screen. Make your reservations today. This normally sells out very quickly at 703-435-5467. We love watching the Super Bowl. I hope there's a foot of snow and we get 300 people all snowed in together.
I love that.
Should be great. Jimmy's is located at 697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. They are the king of the wings, sure, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations, Jimmy.
There is no better place to watch the Super Bowl. And, hey, who would have thought that the Redskins are well on their way to making it into the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they're in the Super Bowl. I can't believe it.
Do you think I'm stymieing them by doing that right now? That's maybe bad karma,
Mark. No, because you're a Giants fan, so it means nothing.
No, the amazing thing is with the rule changes that have happened, is that it's going to be Redskins and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
So anyway, Jimmy is also on Facebook. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, they are the king of the wings from Northern Virginia Magazine. And Jimmy is the best restaurateur in the area. And I will tell you something also, we are so delighted that our party that we are taping this show at was catered by Jimmy.
Yes.
I know this is kind of, you're going to hear this after the holiday season when it's winding down, but for any of your private parties, and also with the great EQ, the bartender extraordinaire, get Jimmy's and Jimmy's crew out there to cater your event, to have bartenders for your event. They love to do that, and they do an outstanding job, just like they have for us, which probably accounts for our condition today. That's the way.
Now, you're holding up pretty good.
I'm hanging in there.
Rob's a mess.
Rob's drinking the hard liquor. I'm still on the Miller Lite, but that's all going to change during this show. Because we're going to play Shot Roulette from Marcus Sura.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time.
Ask for it by name.
By name. When last we left, we were talking to Mark Ronick's friend Sam, who was talking about gay sex camp.
Contest winner, Sam.
Where they were all sitting on a bed together.
They were all trying to see who could make the floor shiniest.
Oh, that's lovely.
This has been completely
Is this true or untrue?
It's a floor wax.
All right, so
you really do this? How many guys are we talking about here?
Let's clear up some misconceptions. First of all, thank you for using my last name. But second...
And incidentally, after this is done, we're gonna open up Zoolander's gifts for us.
Yes. Excellent.
That should be special.
Stay tuned, everybody.
That's right.
No, he says it's he stands by it, and Zoo knows the show.
It is,
I have faith in him.
Eric Stolginski's Christmas.
All right, don't say it. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes.
We're going to give you 5 minutes to defend yourself and get you the hell out of here.
I can take much sooner than that. So first of all, let's clear up some misconceptions. I'm not saying that any sort of event happened.
So you didn't lie on the bed with your pants around your ankles.
You said there was a circle. And now you're saying there's a lying in a bed. Now,
And it really isn't a geometry question. It's more about whether or not you chose to pleasure yourself as a group.
Hey, you can't say that.
You can say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's your buddy. Out in Iowa.
They can't find the license.
It's his ass.
I'm trying to wonder if I know anyone in Iowa right now.
So you're sitting on a bed with how many guys?
Well, okay. So first of all,
not okay.
He's not answering. answering that.
If such an event happened, I have to start off by saying the event did not include me personally.
Okay. You know what? You are dancing like Fred Astaire.
Well, hold on. You were either there or you weren't. You weren't there?
I was present in the bunk.
That's even worse.
It sure is.
I might agree with that.
Yeah. All right.
You're just sitting there. You're
just watched. What were you doing?
He just watched.
Covers up around your chin. Just going.
I was under the covers of my happy place. That's not helping actually at all.
That's like the guy just like, I'll do it in the camera right now. That's him just going. Yes. There we go. That's fun. All right.
And it was dark. And okay. I will say that.
Does that really help?
Look at Rob completely.
Then how do you know who won?
Rob completely stops everything when Jimmy comes in with one of his
drink
old fashions.
Such events.
Who'd I learn that from?
Yeah, you learn from the best.
You got to make it quick.
Such events may have occurred, but I did not participate in such events.
Is that only because you didn't win?
Well.
Would you testify that there were guys involved in this activity?
Was Shackman
one of them?
No. Shackman was in the other side.
He was
in
my bunk.
He was right.
The amazing thing is Shackman came in second and fifth.
How does everybody find out about this? You take that to your grave, I imagine.
Well, so they were in the bunk connected to us.
How do I get Shackman's number?
Oh, dear.
You're a married woman, Katie. Settle down.
Sam, thank you very much. One final word. Any final word about Mark Ronick?
Yeah, I want to thank Mark for having me on the show. Thanks, Mark.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the last Mark Ronick. This Is Your Life. Fresh from his world tour of John Lovitz, This Is Your Life. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, This Is John Lovitz.
No.
I blew the joke.
No, you did fine.
You did.
I blew the joke.
Yeah, much time before the delivery.
You're fine.
Fresh from his world tour of This Is John Lovitz.
Now, what it is, this is the fourth place contestant from the I Kind of Look Like a Retarded Matt LeBlanc.
He's on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mark Ronick punching bag for decades.
There he is.
We bring you Brian Shackman.
A good guy.
A very good guy. Hello, Brian.
Hey, thank you very much.
How are you? Brian, what are you up to lately? What have you been doing?
What have I been up to? Actually, I have kind of a funny story. You know, you guys have been talking about camp. First of all, I just want
How's
to say,
work?
All right, we can go to my work. Work is great.
Continue with your story. Don't let him sidetrack.
All right. So I may be fired in a few months. Let's not get into it. Why do you got to go there?
Because it's kind of what I do.
Do you not like me?
No, he dislikes the employed. He dislikes the employed because he kind of is unemployed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I dislike the employed and the different.
And the Jews.
All right.
No, Jews I like.
Oh.
Hey, sorry for all this time. You got about 2 minutes, Chef.
Okay. Really quickly. Funny story for you. First of all, Mark was the ladies' man of camp. Uh-huh. I don't care what you guys say.
Right.
Second is that.
You got to mow through.
Can I still talk?
Oscar.
Keep going.
Good luck.
So, funny story for you. Day before camp.
Don't be distracted by any sound effects. Many of them don't make it to air.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was very pumped up for camp. For the day before camp, I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep. Having trouble because I was so excited to see all my friends.
Sure.
So I'm laying in bed. I'm like, all right, how am I going to fall asleep?
We're joined by Brian Shagman.
Okay. So I'm laying in bed trying to figure out how to fall asleep. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I know there's ladies around here, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, he did his own game that we talked about earlier.
Okay, yeah, you did that.
What kind of music do we have to play somebody off, Rob? Something really dramatic. No, not that. You got to find
you
something.
You want something more dramatic?
Old-fashioned. Find a new cut.
Okay, well, Jesus, relax, you. God damn it.
We got to play him up.
It's the holidays.
Jesus, you're four steps ahead of me sometimes.
I know, sorry about that.
I got a funny story for you.
You know what? We've heard about the funny story. When does it begin? Okay.
So I'm laying in bed,
trying to get to sleep,
thinking I'm alone in in my bedroom. All of a sudden, I'm naked. I'm having a good time. My mom pops in to say goodnight.
Wait a minute, you're naked and having a good time?
Oh, so warm!
Coming up next, you've enjoyed Brian Shackman on the Michael Barron Show.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
There he goes.
Shame we couldn't get beyond that. All right, Marcus Serta, take a seat for a quick minute, and then we're going to get Eric Zoolander in here. Marcus Serta, really quick, because he's desperate to get on the microphone.
Yes, he traveled 900 miles from North Dakota.
He traveled all the way from Vermont. He gave us some very expensive booze yesterday on the show.
That's right, some secondhand games.
I will give him his props. Yeah, exactly. I urge everybody, if you love the Mike O'Mara Show, listen to OmeraCast with Marcus Serta. He does a fantastic job. And he has traveled down from Vermont for this very broadcast and this very party today. Marcus, welcome to the show and welcome from Vermont. We appreciate you coming by.
Well, thank you. You know, I got to say, I mean, being in this space with you guys, it has moved in such a way that I hope I get nothing on you.
Okay, God. There seems to be...
thank you.
Thank you, Marcus.
Raincoats.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, best actress.
I'm here all week. Kidding, of course. Your waiter and waitresses.
Mr. Yes. Ronick, we need that stash.
Kidding, of course.
Thank you, Marcus. And we,
hey, where are the caramels? God damn it.
You know, you traveled all the way from Vermont, so you have now 45 seconds.
That's...
Do you have notes?
What does that have
What's going on
here?
Okay,
well,
yes.
What are you doing?
What are you doing on your...
You know what? I was attempting to bring up the porno, but actually, no. I was...
he planned a bit.
I was trying to take a picture. No. Actually...
But seriously.
Look,
is this going the way you planned it?
No, absolutely not.
Funny story.
On my way to the TMOS studio... No.
He was in the bunk with four of his friends.
Look, I have two roles to play in this world. Yes. I am a host of a wonderful program on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
OmeraCast. Nice. Yeah, very nice show.
And again, I will say to all of you guys, since you're sitting here in front of me, thank you for all of your support. Love it. Mark Ronick's been the only one on the show, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Okay.
Where is
that
he going?
Said,
we've tried.
I don't know. We're
we've
getting
tried.
10 seconds.
Look, that being said,
yes.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the show. And
God
so being
you.
In this room
thank you.
With you guys.
Thank you.
Is it's just an unbelievable experience.
That's cool.
And the shine coming off of Rob's head.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Marcus Serta, there he is.
Yeah.
Marcus Serta. Thank you very much, Marcus. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen,
Marcus.
It is gift time with Eric
Next
Zoolander. Eric has brought some holiday gifts for us, and we are very excited to have him with us as right before Zoolander like goes off the cliff and really make sure somebody gets him home. We'll take a break. Come right back.
Christmas tree.
Welcome back. I'm trying not to be mean to people. I really am.
You know what? It's showing, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by The Man Great.
Men's Health. Play out a sponsor.
Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. Yeah. The Man Grate, 100% made in America cast iron, so you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. The Man Grate, just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOmeraShow.com. But wait, there's more.
I know.
Order through us, you get a great grilling brush.
It's a great brush, Mike.
Thank
Let
you.
Me tell you this.
All
it's
right.
great when someone travels 900 miles to come on your podcast
okay.
and you want to sweep them off.
All right, thank you. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way America grills. Give the man great. I want to say something about Mr. Serta.
Yes,
and OmeraCast is a wonderful program, and he does a great job with people that are surrounding this show and people we have on the show. If you want to find out about animators like Gabe Strine, regular listeners, and what they're all about, people that really make this show a part of their lives, OmeraCast is a fun show to listen to, and they do their own stuff and have a great time.
What's great about OmeraCast, he really does handle it like a real disc jockey / broadcaster.
He does.
He knows what he's doing,
yep.
and it's a great show, so check it out.
And for me, being a New Englander, I am so proud that that show originates out of Vermont, and I am thrilled with that.
Yes.
So that is good stuff. So we are delighted. Now, without further ado, let's bring in Eric Zoolander.
Sorry.
I don't know what that was.
Zoo, you said to me you wanted to make a point of coming on the show because you have gifts, and you've got gifts to give to us.
Hold on, you got to turn up his
Rob, you got to turn up his microphone.
Jesus.
Rob,
listen.
Rob, the wheels are coming off you, brother. I swear to God. How you doing?
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not. Just pay attention.
The vast majority of the show has sounded fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
fine.
A-okay.
Most
hey.
Of it. Yeah, give him a little more
All right,
volume.
Give him a little bit more volume.
Go ahead.
I would like to go clockwise, starting with Mike.
You're going to need to sit down and give me your drink.
Mike.
You can't hold your drink and talk at the same
look
time.
Look at this. It's a great job.
Come on. Okay.
Yeah, sit down.
This is not going to be
Look at
good.
This.
This might be my
look at
biggest...
This.
T-Rob?
This might be my biggest error in judgment. All right.
You go first.
All right, I'm going to open up my...
You got to sit down, put your headphones on so you can hear your volume.
Okay, very good. Yes, Mike put the headphones on. Here we go. I'm going to open up and see what we got.
Oh, my God.
And incidentally, all wrapped in foil.
Yes, they
You're
are.
You're welcome.
And keep them fresh.
You're welcome.
As I've found over the years, the best gifts are wrapped in foil.
You're welcome. Shut up. And you're welcome.
Okay, oh, my God, he's telling me to shut up.
It's recyclable.
Shut up, Oscar.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, this is terrific. A handbook for the freaked out new dad. Uh-huh. It's called Pacify Me by Chris Mancini with a forward by Stephanie Wilder. Pacify Me.
Hey, would it be acceptable?
Thank you.
Would it be acceptable to have Eric tell us the title of that record?
What is it? Could you, Rob would like you to read the title, please. Go ahead.
Pacify me.
Thank you very much, boy. This is, and hopefully we can get through this quickly. Who's next, Eric? And put the drink down. Thank
clockwise,
you.
Next is, clockwise. We're going clockwise. Mark is next. You. All of
no,
you.
No.
You're not helping your cause.
Hey, don't be hateful. We have to play them all.
I love you all.
All right, thank you.
Read it, Mark.
I have the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Dogs and Cats.
That's nice.
That's very
that's
handy
sweet.
For you.
You know, Mark,
you know what?
Mark,
that's
for
a little
your
dark.
Dog.
That's very good.
It might be too soon.
Right.
I don't know.
It could save him money.
Because it's too late for his dog to pass, but yes. It might help his new dog.
His new dog, you can save him.
Okay, very nice. Who's next, Eric?
RJ.
RJ, open up your gift.
Oh, aluminum foil. Here we go.
After the show in Reno, I figured he could need this.
Okay, what does it say, RJ?
Oh, this is perfect for the pretender engineer. Basic Mixing Techniques by Paul White. Thank you, Zoolander.
Good reading. That makes me laugh out loud. Who's next, Eric?
The Mixing Techniques, Rob.
Yes, Rob is next. Open
I can
up
barely
your gift,
hear
Rob.
Him. Is there something wrong with
him? Yes, we've killed his microphone.
Oh, okay. This is very nice.
No, that's why.
A first aid kit, including Neosporin.
Because Rob cut his
because
finger.
I nearly right. cut my finger off.
Brilliant. Oscar Santana, open up your gift. Right.
Thank you, A-hole.
You're rushing me.
Well, I'm not rushing you. We're just we're on a really tight time.
Healthy that's digestion, right. The natural way.
Oh, because of your tummy troubles.
Brilliant. Read the star, Oscar.
Preventing and healing heartburn, constipation, gas, diarrhea, inflammatory bowel, and gallbladder disease.
Oh, wait.
Also ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, and food allergies.
You're welcome.
Share that with Happy.
Is there anybody left,
thank
Eric,
you.
That you have?
Buzz
Burbank. Buzz Burbank,
and
let's
this
see.
Is Buzz for next Thanksgiving.
For next Thanksgiving.
What?
You can wear this.
I'm actually going to keep this.
I can wear this at Thanksgiving.
You have to open it, Buzz. I want you to open it.
Okay, all right, I'm opening
all
it.
All the way.
It's all a.
Way. Is it going to be painful?
It's wrapped in a plastic developed by NASA.
Mike, how does it feel after 12 months to end the year like this?
open it.
Really
it's opening. It's opening.
Here we go. Let's see what it is.
Open it.
A turkey apron.
Oh, wait, you have to read it. You have to look at it.
Okay.
Open it. Stand up.
Oh, Jesus, he is settled down.
Oh, relax.
Thank you. Very good. That's wonderful. Look at it's covering a nude body. He's banging a turkey.
Oh, boy. That was worth it.
How do you think I get them so tender?
God, that's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Zoolander, thank you for that. We really appreciate you. Rock, brother. Thank you for rushing my
Yeah,
my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us.
He's such a better person when he's sober.
He is such a better person.
All right.
Thank you very much, pal.
I love him.
Thank you for flipping me off. Thank you. Good job, Eric. You rock. Thank you very much. And Eric, sincerely, thank you for all your help with the show.
You worked
during the course of 2012.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Although, Mike, I would ask you to reconsider the phrase that he rocks.
I just thought I'd be, nice
a little
to
kind.
I love it.
Obviously, Mike loves hyperbole.
How do you like doing this?
A lot of fun.
How do you like watching me handle this at this hour?
I like it. It's a lot of fun.
Isn't this terrific? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before we break, I would like to go through 2012,
right,
and our New Year's resolutions. We promised that to you, and I'd like to start with Oscar Santana.
Oh, thank you.
Oscar, as we go into 2013, do you have any New Year's resolutions that you're thinking about?
First, let me say happy New Year's to all of you and our listeners.
He's making it up as he goes.
That's all right. Well, that's what he's supposed
I wanted
to do.
I wanted to thank one special person in this room, and that would be my girlfriend, Shannon.
Yay.
If you remember... Just a year ago, I was flying to Arizona, mm-hmm. and I was lucky enough to hook up with her once again. Mm-hmm. And
what an unfortunate choice of words.
But you know what? I have to tell you, yes. Since you brought her up.
Yes.
And since it is the last show of 2012.
Let me get the soundboard ready.
A tribute, ladies and gentlemen.
There is no greater holiday than New Year's Eve.
I don't know. You know what I like even better than New Year's Eve?
What do you enjoy more than New Year's Eve?
I think my favorite holiday might be Christmas, and I'll tell you why.
Well, go ahead. I'm standing by to hear why you like Christmas.
Because every Christmas I put on my door a wreath.
And every Christmas over my mantle I hang a stocking.
That's right, but the wreath, you see, is round.
I understand that, but what's inside of my stocking is also round.
Oh, you mean that in your stocking do you have some candy?
I have a very special candy.
What? Kind of candy.
How about a lifesaver?
We'll edit this.
Yes, but what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
Nice job.
Had to do it one last time. But
so
we interrupted you.
I wanted to say I love you and thank you so much for an amazing year. Nice. And I appreciate, I mean, she really picked up and moved all the way out here. So I appreciate the sacrifice.
And it's wonderful and that you've said time. That, but it really in no freaking way covers New Year's resolution.
It does, because I've been running around
didn't prepare
for
New Year's
the past
resolution.
4 years, just really with my head cut off. And since I just recently got sick and I'm getting better,
yes.
I realized you can't live your life at 150 miles an hour all the time.
This is true.
So my New Year's resolution is to slow down a little
bit.
Wow.
Well,
how is that going to affect your pal to your immediate left right there?
Mr. Todd?
Yeah, Todd Moore.
Are you okay with this, Todd?
Yes, go ahead.
Todd looks really depressed.
I just got to slow down and live my life a little more.
So that's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Todd, we'll let you join in on this. Any New Year's resolutions for you, Tomo?
Well, as you know, Mike, I've been putting the world to sleep this year.
Yeah.
And in the new year,
that's white noise
year,
he's talking about his app.
Oh, he wasn't talking about Tech 411?
That too. I mean, everything I touch puts people to sleep. But next year, I want to wake people up. So stay tuned. I don't have an announcement yet, but next year, I want to wake people up.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh, I like a little tease like that. Let's move on to our good friend Katie. And Katie, any New Year's resolutions? You've had a tough year with your jaw. Yes, somebody shouted out a baby. Any New Year's resolutions? Codeine, fabulous codeine.
I'm on drugs.
Yes.
Well, you know, Elvis Presley just called.
Mm-hmm. I just had surgery on Tuesday. Give me a break.
I understand that.
Elvis Presley just called and said,
"Don't ask me to give you a break, darling. You
asked that man." Elvis Presley did not call.
He did.
Rob, just let her focus.
I will say, let me focus.
Yes,
oh, come on.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Oh dear.
I will.
Everyone's getting belligerent.
I think it's a. I hadn't really thought about it, but. To be honest, I'm 35 now. Just got married. Love Dan.
Yeah, let's not talk about him.
Wow. He's amazing.
It's your husband, Dan.
And
Dan Vandersloot.
No, there's no but. There's not a but. Come on.
Vandersloot.
He's like every other man. There's no ass involved. They don't have butts.
Okay.
No, none of you.
What's your resolution?
What's your resolution, Katie?
Maybe I need to figure out if I should have another little Katie.
Okay, very nice.
Wow.
So that's right.
A round of applause.
Very nice.
Buzz Burbank, New Year's resolutions.
To manage my temper better and to master the ukulele.
Oh, okay.
That's strong. That's
I never thought of you as having like a really bad temper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. Let's move on to Jimmy Cerrito. Jimmy, our dear friend, you're my bestest pal. We had a great time in Sturgis. Any New Year's resolutions? You got one off to college in 2012. What do you got for 2013? We got a microphone.
Oh, am I alive? Am I here?
You are alive. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I killed it based on the Zoolander segment.
I'm perfect. I'm the king of the wings. I don't need to make any resolutions.
Yeah.
Wow. He's good. He's solid.
It's perfect.
Wow. Really? So you're done?
I don't know what I would do to change what I've been doing. I mean, why don't you guys give me some ideas of what you think I should do?
How about the haircut?
Okay.
Or just spend more on them.
Look more like you.
This is so wrong.
That's terrific.
Ride more. You need to ride more.
Yeah. Ride more. That's always a good resolution.
Coast to coast with
a
baby.
Mike?
All right. My New Year's resolution is for the listeners of this show and for this studio.
Yes.
My number one resolution for this show is that we are going to work really hard to provide you with a better and newer and fresher studio in 2013. Mm-hmm. We're very happy, technically, with what we've had. Until this point.
Clean
but since we're here and we all kind of figured out we're here for the long haul, mm-hmm. we're going to be doing some very new things with this studio. There's going to be a renovation and a new look as well with our cameras and with our sound.
Sex
and
swing.
We're going to do that. And my what's a sex swing?
Sure.
That'll be in another room.
Wow. Right.
And my other New Year's resolution is to, my God, at 53, probably 54, to be a good father to my new baby with the due date of July 19th.
Congratulations. Yay. Mike and Carla.
RJ Diaz, you're the last word. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
Well, I have a new leaf on life, Mike.
A new leaf on life.
That's great. 2013 will be a great year for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Rob Spiewak, you're the last word.
Probably to lay off the Facebook and spend a little more time with the kids and to be the best husband I can possibly be.
He's drunk.
He said that last year.
Did he say that?
Yeah, but last year. But Oscar, to be fair, Oscar, last year I blew it.
How's that?
I want to have a second chance.
We will take a break when we come back. Predictions for 2013 and also what we really do hope for, which is kind of like resolutions, but different. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Roulette.
Brought to you by SodaStream, the ultimate holiday gift, the new way to enjoy great tasting soda. I've got the new SodaStream source. I love it. I think we've been using
it all day.
We've been using it on the show today, and it's great to make this party very special without aspartame or high fructose corn syrup. Pick one up for New Year's Eve. It'll be fantastic. And check it out. You can get your style and color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or visit SodaStream.com. SodaStream is smart, simple soda. Welcome back to the show. Now, we have a game that Marcus Serta sent to us all the way from Vermont. It is called Shot Roulette.
It's like being in a casino, but better.
Does anybody understand how this game? It's the principle of roulette. And Jimmy, you're going to be the croupier on this, and you're going to let us know how we do. First of all, what are the beverages that that are in the machine?
At this point, variety doesn't matter.
It does to me, actually.
There is a variety. There is Jameson in there.
So real booze.
There's some Absolute products. Malibu products. There's Crown Royal in there.
I like that.
So, in other words, this is real alcohol.
We also have.
This isn't Letterman.
There's going to be some croupier.
There's one has maple syrup. One has Mount Olive jalapeno juice.
Wow.
Oh.
So you mean there's
Jimmy?
Like,
I thought you were going to Jimmy.
Hi.
I thought you were going to put like. That your
things
your nasty
this makes
little
it interesting.
People things
this
in
makes
there.
It interesting
yeah this makes
no,
it
these
interesting
these are shots these aren't shooters yeah. these are shots
all right so how are you playing
we're I'm not playing
numbers
Mike. Yes you are
I'm not playing
Mike you have to
and Zoolander is most definitely not
hey
playing.
Zoolander do me a favor go lay down behind my car
how do you have this set up
Jeez.
You like to gamble.
All right, so how, yeah, I do. But.
So it's a different type.
So you can
have a proxy Mike that drinks your shots if you want.
Mike gambles every time he eats a peanut.
Can I play first, Jimmy?
You can play first.
Can I bet a number?
You can.
Or just.
No,
Jimmy.
You have to spin it and then drop it.
We have to keep the show moving here
a little bit. But this is new to me. Oscar handed this to me. He goes, here, go do this. Hurry up. Okay. Get out there.
I can drop it and you spin it. I'll drop it.
This is going to be short-lived. Don't worry. This is going to be.
No, it's going to be good.
I'm going to.
Mike, you're first.
All right. I bet number 343.
No, you don't do that. You're just going to wait and see where it lands.
You're
going to
determine
what you drink.
Oh, it's my turn?
Can you MC the ball going around?
Yeah, there it goes. What's it stopping on right now?
22.
It moved again.
That would be the
number
black
eight.
Eight. We will find.
Of course, I got it wrong.
So it's my turn, and so I drink what number eight is.
Black eight.
Black eight.
All right, black eight.
Shouldn't you do
Blackgate, this is...
I'm helping myself.
This might be better if we were all like sitting at a kitchen table, but we're not.
Well, we'll just play
so
once
we'll continue.
Twice.
We'll continue to play this.
This is a great game, Marcus, as we go on. Is this from a Vermont game? You guys play this a lot?
By the way, if you
Jimmy
have a
is
moment...
Jimmy Marcus under the bus.
There's an epic fail.
Why don't you do it like here spin the bottle?
What, no, if you have a moment, listen to Americast. It's always this good.
So mean.
You want to know what that is?
So each shot glass has three different numbers on
that
it.
That makes it confusing, but that I makes worked it hard on this. Go ahead and drink it. It's good for you. I won't let you down.
What is it?
Kahlua Midnight.
Oh, right, that's nice. That's
new by Kahlua.
Oh, nice.
It's 72 Kahlua.
Would that be Kahlua? Would that be Kahlua with an extra kick?
Yeah, it's rum and Kahlua mixed together.
That's actually
Thank you, Pernod Ricard. That's quite
like
tasty.
That?
Well, you know what's nice about that? That's how your casket will taste at the funeral.
Rob Spiewak, you want to go next?
Yeah, yep. Spin it.
Rob, you're up.
Yeah,
Oscar,
give me 22. 22 is my number on the roulette wheel.
I'm not doing it that way.
I feel like it's lost in America.
Lands, nobody
22.
Knows. Right, round
let's see
and
what
round.
Rob gets.
Big money, big money,
ooh,
big money.
You get a free. You get to pick one because it landed on the green.
All right,
zero.
I'll take one that tastes like beef. You're tall, Mr. Cerrito.
Just surprise me. Just kidding.
Surprise me.
All right, there
we go.
I like it when people are.
Oh boy!
Don't look at me,
ladies and gentlemen. And this is the last. This is a great game. We're going to play this later.
This is a great game.
Wait, but Rob, give Rob his shooter, and then we're done with it. Okay.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Rob Spiewak. What's Rob going to be enjoying?
I don't know. I'm going to take this one.
One of those. All right. Let's see what it is.
This
Rob.
Is the lime juice.
Whoa! No,
he just took it. He didn't even smell it.
Yeah, it tastes like lettuce.
That is.
That was horrible. What was that?
I think that's
everyone's just drinking now, which is a good thing.
Yeah, black
mixed with Kraft Minis. Kraft Minis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Mike? Does that shot rock?
No, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm 100%. You're sober. That's why you
thought.
When you're sober and you're at a party, you ask that of people. I'll let you go. Are you all right? I can't wait till next year, pal.
Mike?
I need you. Yes. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. We're going to move on now. We're going to move on to our New Year's predictions.
Oh, predictions for the next year.
Now, listen, when you talk about 2012, you're talking about an amazing year for life and elections and things happening
right
and
up.
Whether the world is going to melt down. Now, here's the interesting thing. We are taping this show, and I've said this all along. We are taping this show on December 7th.
That's right. The anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
And the anniversary of our show.
Right.
So the big date, ladies and gentlemen, is December 21st. And December 21st, of course, a lot of people are saying the world will end.
Oh, that's
if
right.
you're listening to this show, obviously that has not happened. But that was one of the big predictions where you talked about the Mayan calendar.
God, you know what?
And all
I really
that stuff
hope
going
it,
down.
I really hope it doesn't end on the 21st because I decorated a tree and everything.
That's amazing, Rob. And you don't want it to happen.
No, you don't.
I am here with a standard prediction that Rob might know. As a show historian, that I've been inclined to make year after year, and I really have drifted away from it. But I will make
yes.
that prediction once again. And
that you're
going
to fire
be,
somebody.
This will be
that Mark Roddick will be unemployed in 2013.
It's a 1 hour prediction.
This will be the earliest I have ever made this prediction, and I am here to say, because technically I know you're hearing this between Christmas and New Year's, but really we are recording this show on December 7th, and I am here to say that I predict, not to win it, but that the Boston Red Sox will be in the World Series.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. I've heard this before.
And Marcus Serta, who is a New Englander.
You mean the baseball team?
Marcus Serta, who is a New Englander, is laughing because this is probably one of the bleakest forecasts for the Boston Red Sox in modern history. And that's why, you know what? Last year was one of the most positive forecasts for the Red Sox.
Buzz.
And they finished last. Dead last. And I'm here to tell you, sports, you never ever know. I've got a feeling about this Red Sox team that they are constructing this team based on guys that are in the clubhouse that can have a great season with them, and I think that has a lot to do with baseball. And the fact that the reason I'm predicting the Red Sox are going to be
why
in the World Series?
Because you're drunk.
Because I'm drunk, and nobody in the world would ever, ever pick the Red Sox to be even in the playoffs this year. That's why I'm doing it, and that's the only reason.
I think that's excellent.
That's it.
There we go.
And here's this, Mike.
What happened? What broke?
Shot glass. Jeez. I'll take it.
All right. That's what I didn't want to happen.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Mike, let me say.
Yes, Marcus.
As a guy who lives in Vermont.
Yes.
Good luck with your prediction. But That being said,
I thought he was played off.
Let's see what he says. But I have a
funny story.
By.
He came back.
Uno, dos, tres. Mike, you know, knowing how the Red Sox play, I think your best chance for the Red Sox to win another World
what
Series.
Is, just 1 second, Marcus.
Yes,
what is
dear.
That? Everybody loves Raymond music, Rob. What is that?
Because I was gonna, that? I was just gonna give you
no,
a taste.
No, give me that. That everybody, just go ahead. Take your time. No.
I like playing him off with that.
I know you do. Not what I want.
From the 1920s.
All right, go ahead, Marcus. You were gonna say something.
I was gonna say your best chance for the Red Sox to ever win anything is if the Washington Reds.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, and Marcus, can, stop talking because your microphone has been turned off.
Thank you.
Can I
you?
Don't know how that happened.
Hey, Oscar, would you stand by the funny on that one?
That
would
was f***ing hilarious.
Yes, oh,
that
was
sorry.
Thank
now,
you.
The best part about the show next to me, will you guys settle down?
Incidentally,
Jesus.
If you guys would like to get a room, you know, Diana and Tomo, my God. I mean, really, I'm making my living here. I'm feeding my family, for Christ's sake.
Focus.
Let's move on.
My yes. prediction for 2013 is a really tiny app developer. And it's going to happen in about 9 months.
The guy traveled like 900 miles from Vermont. Spent hundreds of dollars to get here.
Let me explain Marcus Serta.
Yes.
I have partied with Marcus Serta. I have met Marcus Serta. We have fun together. He gets the joke.
Yeah.
If Marcus Serta was somebody who I really wanted to play off, I wouldn't bring him in a second time.
True.
And he gets the joke and he has fun
True.
With it. Right. So, you know what? With that said, Marcus, you had something you wanted to say about the Boston Red Sox, and then we rudely interrupted you with music, and I would never, ever, ever do that again. So what did you want to say about the Boston Red
Thank
Sox?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for bringing me back to another episode of TMOS.
So, Rob, did you want to make predictions? I've lost my place.
Yeah, I do have a prediction. Let me hit the microphone stand again.
Oh, my God. This is a terrible way to
we're
end
at the
year.
Finish
between
line.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas in this calendar year,
yes,
the governor of New Jersey, Mr. Christie,
yes.
Chris Christie, will have lost more than 80 pounds. In setting the table for his presidential run.
I like that.
It will start
even
this
though it's
year.
2016. You think he's going to lose
oh,
weight?
Yeah.
Just because he wants to be more.
It starts
likeable.
This year. It starts this
right
year.
Right now, he can't run at all.
Well, because you know what?
Buzz Burbank.
What it is right now?
That's big joke of 2012.
Awesome. In the old days, if you wanted to be really an unstoppable presidential candidate, you would have a military record, and you really can't do that anymore.
Right.
What he's going to do to be a hero, he's going to lose weight. He's going to lose 100 pounds.
You know what? I like that prediction. It's kind of unique. It's very clever.
Really
I like that. Oscar Santana, predictions for 2013.
2013 is going to be the best year for the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, you can't do that. Oh, that's a violation.
Only because I love him so much.
Whoa. That is a violation.
Rob will be fired from the show.
But sadly, I'll be the second guy who was fired.
Yeah, and I'll just be sitting here all by myself in the studio just going, hi, everybody. How y'all doing? What a great day it is. Isn't it terrific? Go ahead. I'm curious.
Anyone
about
else out there have
oh, that's
kids?
What I got.
What's that?
No, I just thought that this podcast revolution is really growing, and I think that it seems to be growing by the tenfold every year, and next year is going to be another great year for the show.
You know, let me piggyback on that one as far as predictions. I believe that there may be a live TMOS show somewhere in the Midwest.
Nice.
Oh,
there you go.
Good prediction. Good
there
prediction.
You strong. Go. Somewhere in the Midwest, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows where
and
it's going to
happen.
Can
I piggyback one brief thing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I said this morning that when we started this 3 years ago, I did not have a lot of confidence that it would last. I knew we could start it. I didn't think it would last.
Well, that's, you know.
And there was one guy who really did the whole time say it could work, and it's Oscar. And Oscar, thank you.
Oscar was the catalyst.
He really, really was.
Podcast.
And after 3 years, I'm saying,
he was right.
I hate to say, God damn it, you are right.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, it really is.
All
because I still doubt you like 3 days and eight.
As you should.
But. Thank you very much.
I would like to say this to our listening audience as we wrap up 2012. I will tell you that I commit to you that in 2013, the ball busting will be more nasty.
Threefold.
Yeah.
Threefold.
It will be more intelligent, and it will be more spirited as we continue.
Hey!
Hey.
We got
not Buzz.
Don't raise your hand, Serta. We'll get to you in a second. You have had way too much airtime on the show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will we will wrap up our New Year's predictions for 2013. And we'll go around real quick from everybody that's here and give everybody a chance to say what they really legitimately hope for in 2013. Cool. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
You know, when I woke up this morning.
Yes. Were you shocked that you woke up?
One would think, hey, you're having a party. You know, why are you in such a horrible mood? That mood's just about to improve, ladies and gentlemen.
I've seen this 3 years going.
Because I know everybody has a great time with the drinks and everything like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, it still is Oscar. It's a little work when you're coming in and doing these. Ladies
and gentlemen. Heavy lifting.
What's this? A little heavy lifting here. Our show is brought to you by Strine Creative. Let me just say Happy New Year to Gabe Strine.
Yeah. Wonderful guy. Thank you, Gabe.
Put him and his team to work on all of your graphic designs. Strine Creative, not just a round-headed DJ cartoon that you've seen with our wonderful animation, but he can do branding and marketing for you for print, the web, and any animation you want as well. Strine Creative, help your ideas come alive. Help Gabe out. He is a very, very talented individual, and he can help your business as well. Sure. StrineCreative.com, that's his website, or click their eye-catching ad on our website. And we are back for our final segment of 2012, and what a great 2012 it's been. Before we get to everybody rounding out their predictions and their hopes for 2013, I just want to say this year for me, wow. Man, yeah. I will tell you something. In all my career, I've never had a chance to do the kind of travel that I did this year. And between Jimmy and Rich and I going out to Sturgis with our motorcycles, let me tell you, what
Maine.
A great time that was. Having, you know, the first time ever to bring all of my showmates up to Maine and do the shows that we did.
That was cool.
To go up to the top of Cadillac Mountain at sunrise, you know, with my daughters in tow.
I'm told it was great.
You would have loved it if you were there.
I wish I had been, Mike.
And then Bill and Debbie Harvey and giving me the opportunity to go to Helping Haitian Angels and go to Haiti and travel down there. Just, I don't really think I will ever have the year as far as travel that I've ever had.
And the Reno trip, too.
And the Reno trip was awesome. Just an amazing year for me personally. And I want to thank everybody involved with that. We're getting back to our predictions for 2012. Tomo, you're a tech guy. You're a guy that actually knows your way around. A lot of technology, and you've been in this business for a long time. I'm really curious, and you don't have to put it in a tech framework, but what do you see happening in the next big thing? Anything on the immediate horizon that might be something really special as far as tech?
Well, I think Tim Cook said it best. He predicts that television is going to be the next big revolution. And
that's
that was
funny.
Horrible delivery.
I liked it. I
like the material.
What I like is that on a podcast, that's what he says.
That's
so
funny,
thank you.
The future is not here.
No, but television
they're actually going to be able to send pictures through the air.
Television sucks.
It
we
does
can
suck.
All agree with it.
It totally sucks.
And radio sucks, and that's why podcasting is better.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And I think what we're going to see is that carry over into television some way. It's going to be on demand. It's going to be a la carte. It's what me and Oscar want. We talk about
Oscar
all
I.
the time on Tech 411.
It's funny you mention that because I seriously I'm always thinking about new ways of exposing this show to different media. And when you talk about television, and unfortunately, in the world of television, they kind of put you in a little bitty box and you really don't get a chance to do what you want. My goal really would be to have a condensed version of what we do here on the Magic Box. I would love to see it happen.
Sure.
And I'm trying to do that.
That's
I've talked to different TV people around here, around D.C., and I'd love to see that happen. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
and rock
I want to be a part
that.
Of that, Mike.
Now we have the two ladies here that have helped us during the year. Diana Ash, who has helped with Quench for Knowledge with Rob and the guys, and visited on our show and was very, very popular when she did visit on the show. Would you like to make any kind of predictions for 2013?
I predict
that you're going to be pumping Todd Morin about half an hour.
Like
it's a good prediction.
And then Todd said, do you need money for a cab?
Of course I do.
That's horrible. Okay, any predictions,
My
Diana?
Prediction is...
What?
A new podcast.
Ooh.
A new podcast?
Ooh. More to come later.
Really?
Sometimes twice.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, God. Sometimes twice.
Wow. Katie, you got married in 2012. You have also had a lot of fun experiences in 2012 and some difficult ones, too, with basically getting your whole jaw redone. A lot of people, you know, say constantly to me, when is Katie coming back on the show? She's extremely funny. She's always been a part of the shows that I've had anything to do with, and I'm not the most charitable guy in the world. I don't do it because she's a friend or because I like her, which I do. I do it because she's extremely popular with our listeners. Yes. Hasn't been on in a very long time. That's because she's been going through, is that Jaws? Yes. That's Rob. Oh! That's
that's so wrong.
That is that's
no
your brother.
Accident.
That's your brother playing.
Oh,
Jaws.
don't say brother. That makes it sound so creepy.
I know, but that's the only way I can
you
get
are my.
You
are my brother.
I know, and I hate it.
So, Katie,
you love it.
I hope that your recovery with your jaw surgery goes swimmingly in 2013. Do you have any? You made a prediction about the fact your resolution. You wanted to maybe have a baby with Jordan Vandersloot, your husband.
No, his name is Fianna Van den Nieuwenhuysen. I think is what it is.
No, Van Helsing.
That's what it is.
Is actually.
My prediction is, Mike, if you ask me, I'll be there.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Sweet.
Love to have you on
my prediction.
The show.
I mean that, and I'm the hardest worker you've ever met.
That's I like
my,
that.
My
that's
prediction
wonderful.
Is the opposite.
Oh, you, Rob.
Oh, my. And now on to Mr. Buzz Burbank. A tumultuous year
yes.
for you in 2012 on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
Fortunately, that all ended up with a very nice, happy ending.
It did. Buzz, and I didn't get sick and nearly die this year.
You didn't get sick and nearly die.
Year's not over yet.
I think it's very, very important because it was very public, you know, with Buzz and the show and maybe staying on the show, maybe not staying on the show. Very important to make public, I think, what you've said to me privately and you've said to all of us, and I think you've said it publicly a couple of times, that you've never been happier on the show.
That is so true.
And, you know, any predictions that you have for 2013?
Well, I predict that I will continue to stay.
You'll continue to live.
But beyond that, I think, you know, to expand on what Oscar was saying about the success and growth of the podcast, I think that being on WTNT will be the opening of a door that will open a lot of other doors, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if 2013 found us on other radio stations as well.
Yeah, we are a couple of weeks away, as you listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, from getting back on the radio in Washington, D.C. It's a small little signal, and we hope that it is the start of some radio opportunities. But, and this is very important for the people that listen to the podcast, the gist of what we do and the style of the show and how we do it is not going to change in any appreciable way whatsoever. There will be minor format adjustments so that we can make this show available for radio. Mm-hmm. But our first love is the way we do this, and we make it personal for all the people that listen to the show. That will not change. There's not a person in this room that's associated with this podcast that doesn't feel the same way about radio at their core that I do. And we don't want to mess around with that. We really, really don't want to mess around with that. We want to keep it rocking. Mark Ronick, predictions for 2013 for you, and then we'll get to RJ, and then we're going to say good night and happy new year.
It's very simple. To make lots more money.
That's what I like to hear.
That's a good prediction.
To the point.
That's what I like to hear. RJ Diaz, a guy that went through prostate cancer during 2012, a guy that has been down to Florida and been back around, will continue to pop in and be associated with the Mike O'Mara Show. Any predictions for you for 2013?
A big 2013, Mike. TMOS will go platinum.
That works.
Rob, would you like to translate that?
No.
Good night, everybody.
But I will say this. When I look back on where we started and where we are now, if we can continue at a fraction of the rate that we have at the way we've grown, I'm so proud to be a part of this. And I am so proud and pleased that the listeners have supported us the way they have. It is literally, Oscar's word,
thank you.
Humbling that they have been with us the whole ride. And thank you so much for doing that. And it's so much fun to be doing this. And it's going to get better and better. And
well, that's it for 2012. I will tell you, the one thought that came into my mind is that if we are off the fiscal cliff at this point.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations on Congress for working that out. And Mike, I'm so glad you had a great Christmas.
It was
was fantastic. Hey, if we're off the fiscal cliff, that'll be terrible. Jimmy is handing me something
this
here.
Just in.
Oh, Jimmy has just resigned.
Jimmy predicts that Rob will blow his New Year's resolution by January.
This man is a smart fella.
There we go. Want to thank our advertisers, our listeners, yes. Our interns, all yes. The people that pop in to help us.
We
hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve and a great 2013. Don't forget, it's WTNT on January 14th. Thank you for supporting TMOS.
Have a safe trip to Florida.
And I plan to go into my kitchen now and let the real party begin.
Right.
Thank
on.
You all. Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
everybody.
Merry Ciao. Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Everywhere we go, choir singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know what I mean. I see a smiling face like I never seen before. It seems I love you more. The little cards you'll give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry
oh,
Christmas,
and such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair and pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight, and all these things and more.